Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
And we are going to get underway. Well, good morning, everybody, once again to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I once again get to play host today. And don't forget, as soon as we're done with our guest, I have a couple important announcements that you'll want to stay tuned to after I wrap it up and say goodbye. We'll do those at the very, very end. And today we have the pleasure of having a guest with us who has already, you know, world-renowned famous, well, in the Nikan kingdom, because her beautiful picture, she said she was kind of rosy red in there. Well, I don't know. Maybe lighting. But on page 11 in the latest edition of the Nikan magazine, the Living Well magazine, fall 2011, great article. Well, it's actually a two-page spread on the benefits and why the Nikan Autoship is so apropos. And a lot of people might think to themselves, Vance, why are you talking about Autoship a week before the convention? Well, it's not that I want to talk about Autoship. I want to hear from this incredible person. But also, those of us who are not taking advantage of this are just missing out. And you'll understand by the end of the call. So, good morning again, Kim.
Good morning.
Welcome to the call, and I want to say it is a privilege to have you on the line because the topic of Autoship and nutrition has been a just a hot spot or something that's been dear to my heart ever since I was a kid. I am one of three boys who were completely brainwashed by my mother and my father and later to make good choices. And to actually decide if we're going to get an outcome out of our body, that means we have to control what we put in it.
Exactly.
And we are doing the same for our three daughters. And I'm sure there's many, many children's services divisions that would label it as child abuse. But hey, we're the parent. And Mom and I were discussing this the other day. So let's go back prior to Nikan and tell the gang listening on the line, what steered you into the direction of nutrition?
Well, I actually was first interested in the other technologies. We had a son who had attention problems, was very active in the category hyperactive, and we were first introduced to the sleep system, and we decided to purchase that for our son. Give it a try. We purchased him the pad, comforter and pillow, the MagStep for the shoe insert. And after just a couple of weeks, we started noticing that he seemed a lot calmer. And shortly after that, report cards came out, and every single class came up a whole letter grade. So we knew we had our hands on something powerful, decided to go ahead and get the sleep system for ourselves. And my husband, who his brother had kicked him in the back when he was a child, had had back problems his entire life. And when he got on the sleep system, his back quit hurting.
Imagine that.
So then we thought, maybe this is something we want to share with other people. And I just have my entire life have been very interested in nutrition. So looking at the nutritional supplements actually was a natural step next. And I started building a fairly healthy Autoship business.
Okay.
With the supplements.
Did you already have your nutritional microscopy business?
No, I did not at this point.
Okay. So you said something else that I want to go back because you just skipped right over it or I missed it, but did you seek out Nikan or did it kind of stumble upon your life when you're dealing with a husband who's dealing with an abusive brother, right?
Yes, yes.
Which is hilarious.
An older brother.
Older brother, yeah. I once threw a hammer at my younger brother. Ooh, I shouldn't even admit that. He didn't deserve it, trust me. But your kids, were you seeking things to help them?
No, actually, I was a dental hygienist at the time, and one of my patients came into the office, and oddly enough, he didn't even know I had a son that had this disorder. And just started talking about how great these products are that he was recently introduced to and seeing children calming down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, how did he know I needed this? And just caught my attention right away when he started talking about the children with this disorder and definitely was just willing to try anything to help our son.
Okay. So, and what I find fascinating about what you just said is that you were already pursuing a different another career as a dental hygienist, and so he can probably was part of the steering you into the direction of where you are today.
Correct.
Okay, so let me let you take back over again since I interrupted you. So you hook up with Nikan. We now call it the Wellness Home or the Vital Wellness. And you start talking more about the nutrition because it's obviously a passion of yours. And you build that base, and then and all of a sudden today you're a nutritional microscopist.
Right. Well, about 10 years ago, I was introduced to nutritional microscopy. A friend knew someone that did this and thought it would just be fun to go have it done. And when I saw that, I was so amazed. It was like, wow, instead of just guessing what supplements they need, you would listen to their symptoms and suggest this supplement or that supplement. So instead of guessing, let's look at their blood and see what they really need.
Mm.
And just immediately wanted to do this procedure, learn how to do it. And I went and got training. Well, let me explain just briefly what nutritional
microscopy is. Yeah, I was going to say, because there's a lot of people listening that don't have a clue what that is.
It is a very simple procedure. It just requires a finger stick. We put one little drop of blood on a slide, put it under the microscope, and then a special camera on the microscope will project the picture of your blood onto a TV screen. So as we're doing the analysis, you get a set right there and see your own blood. And they say picture's worth 1,000 words. It really is. You're looking at the blood and you see several oval-shaped red blood cells instead of nice round ones. And
this is not a still picture. This is a video.
Living picture of your blood.
That's the biggest difference. I remember from having it done years ago is you're actually seeing stuff still moving around. The little guys are swimming this way and the little gals are going, I don't think they have gender, but that's what I called them. But and what do you do when you're looking at that for the person?
We are looking for imbalances in the body. This is not a medical procedure, so we're not looking for diseases. But we're looking for imbalances such as you're dehydrated or your pH, your acid-alkaline balance is out, or nutritional deficiencies. Those are the type of things that we're looking for. And it's just really impressive when people see that. A lot of times they don't feel a problem because we can see issues even before you have symptoms. And when they see that, oh, I need to take action here, my blood showing this or that, and it really helps to encourage people to take the action they need to take. And then 8 weeks later, 12 weeks later, we will look at the blood again and make sure that they are making the advancements that we want to make.
And you can see a difference in literally 8 weeks.
You can.
Okay.
You can see a significant difference frequently in 8 weeks. A great example, I had a lady that came to me and she was taking a discount store antioxidant. And when we looked at her blood, she had a significant amount of free radical damage, that cells that have been damaged from toxins, exposure to different things. And she thought that she was taking a good product. The label listed lots of good antioxidants in there. But obviously it wasn't the potency it claimed to be, or it wasn't dissolving properly. There was something wrong with that supplement. It was not treating or taking care of her free radical damage. And so I suggested that she switch over and try the Nikan brand. And in 8 weeks, she had almost no free radical damage show up in her blood.
Wow.
Yes. So it's important for people to do the follow-up work, too, to see the difference that the Nikan products are actually making, that they are actually working.
Now, obviously, it does take a trained person because the average guy or gal cannot see what's on the screen and say, oh, yep, I know what that is. That means I need to increase my vitamin C intake. I mean, you kind of have an idea what you're looking for. I'm curious, again, for people who've never experienced this, because I have, and have a copy of the book by Ted Aloisio. I would call him one of the forerunners in this industry, and maybe he's not, but having written the book, Blood Never Lies, which I highly recommend, he explains the procedure, explains the process, and talks about, like you just said, somebody who has damaged their blood, and if our blood's damaged, it's going to affect everything else in the body. Not only rephrase that. In the magazine article, you talk about the importance of immunity. Would you describe that as kind of the baseline product if there were one from Nikan, that you just say everybody's got to get on that?
Well, truly, I think the baseline product is the Jade Greenzyme.
Okay, and why?
I just feel that gives us complete broad-spectrum nutrition, enzymes. It's very, very good at balancing our body's pH, helping bring that pH up to a healthier level, cleansing the body. It's a natural chelator to pull toxins out of the body. It is just so good in so many areas. I just really feel everyone should be on Jade Greenzyme.
Okay. And Dave Johnson was so kind enough the other day to send down an email, which a lot of us just immediately delete because we think, another book report from Dave Johnson. My publisher said that either. But hey, just keeping it real, folks. But in that, he did a really great job of explaining what chlorophyll is.
Yeah.
And what it does to the body. So enlighten those of us who may be either misreading it or forgotten already. Jade Greenzyme, because you and I are speaking the same language. That is my all-time. If we run out of something else, I will go drive the 4 miles to my sponsor's house, my parents, and I will steal it if I have to, versus going out and eating grass from the field. But to get that into our bodies, and our family from day one, even our 20-month-old, she sees me dumping it in my mouth, and she's going, "Gaga." I got that's dada. And she opens her mouth like a little bird, and I shove some in. Why? Why is that chlorophyll? What's the big deal?
Just the natural cleansing effect that it has on the body. I don't know. What did Dave put in his?
You were one of those that deleted it as well, weren't you? No, I'm trying to go from memory, but exactly the again, as you said, the cleanser of the body, and whatnot. Let me ask you this, Kim: when it comes to taking something like the Jade Greenzyme, are you a straight up, mainliner, dumping it under the tongue, or do you mix it with Pymag water or the Siaga? What, in your opinion, what's the best way to get it into the body?
I believe the best way is mixing it with the Pymag water.
Okay.
The reason, when we mix it with, we always want to keep vegetables and fruits separate for pH balance. I'm only talking here pH balance, not nutrition. And when we keep it only in water, it's going to push our pH up more than when we mix it with other things, other juices. Also, I just think it just gets into the bloodstream very quickly. Keep that. Swish it around in your mouth for a little bit. Hold it in your mouth, and it starts absorbing immediately through the mucous membrane. And I know a lot of people that do just put it directly under their tongue and let it absorb that way, but I think it's a lot more pleasant to drink it.
See, and I completely disagree with you. I cannot stand drinking it. Ever since they first introduced it, someone said, "Hey, you should," and I said, "Oh, thank the good Lord, because I cannot handle the taste of this in my mouth." If there's something about under my tongue, and I never did chewing tobacco as a rebellious teenager, and I don't as an adult, but there's just something about it, and I guess I enjoyed the side effects too, or maybe that's not a side effect, maybe that's the main effect.
The benefits,
yeah. The benefits of as far as the increased energy level. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'll enjoy maybe a cup a week or something, with my wife sitting having a chat. But I've never looked to something like that as a day starter. Right behind that, Kim, when you sit down with somebody and you start analyzing what you're looking at on the screen and you say, okay, this is the baseline, we need to get the Jade Greenzyme. Immunity, obviously, is the immune system builder. How do you go through and look, and I know you do this with your clients and explain that, but how do you say that someone, looks like, well, you could really, you experienced some liver damage. Can you analyze that kind of stuff as far as bodily organs?
You can, I wouldn't say liver damage, but you can see that the liver is under stress.
Okay.
There are two or three different things in the blood that can indicate to us that the liver is under stress, and I have seen amazing results with liver support, the product working. And so we just look and we point out that this potentially could mean this issue, and this nutritional supplement here is something that frequently addresses that issue. You might want to think about giving it a try.
Okay.
And how we approach it.
Okay. So you're really more of a kind of an encouraging suggestion of, hey, why don't you start this direction? And do most people jump on and say, okay, that makes sense? Or
for the most part, most people do.
Okay.
Occasionally, you have someone that you know their arm was twisted is why they came to see you.
Okay.
They're a little more resistant, but most everyone, that's why they came. They really want to know what they need to do, what changes they need to make.
They're open to change at that point.
Exactly.
Okay. I know. Had a conversation with a dad at a volleyball game the other night whose daughter is, Reina is, let's see, 16 and autistic. And I know he's open, but when we started talking, I could see he immediately closed up. And I thought, okay, time to stop talking, Vance, because he's not, to him, I was just yet another person who didn't know anything about autism, which is not true. And I was yet just another person who had some, you know, remedy that he'd never heard of that I was convinced is the cure-all for his daughter. And he's very, very defensive. And as a police officer, I can understand his defensiveness. But there are people that out there that they're not quite ready to change yet. So how do you deal with somebody? And this goes to the question for all of us, too, you know, that we come across. When we know somebody, we come across their path, or it's a friend or a relative, that we know that they would benefit, especially from Neken's nutritional products, how do you encourage them to make that jump, make that transition?
Well, for me, it is a lot easier. I don't really know what to say to help the people that are listening in. Because with me, let's just take a look at your blood and see what it says. So I'm not telling them they need to do this. Their blood, they're seeing their blood, and it's telling them
okay. They
need to do that. So I have a tool that makes it a little easier for me. I guess, you know, you just have to love them and and pray for them and and give them information.
Okay. It is, so as we say in the network marketing industry, you just got to keep dripping on them.
Right.
and little tidbits here and there. Yeah, no, we come across this all the time. Kim, I'm curious from the standpoint of doing this. You're obviously a Neken Wellness consultant, so this ties perfectly. It's a nice, gentle segue right into being a wellness consultant. But as a nutritional microscopist, you kind of got the best of both worlds because there's never any lines that are blurred. I mean, the two go hand in hand in everything
they
that
do.
You're doing. Correct.
They blend, mesh perfectly.
Okay. And you mentioned, and I gleaned this from your voicemail. You and your husband have a. When you talk about your clients, I'm looking back over the magazine article to see if this was mentioned in there. No, a very, very last paragraph. What's a wellness retreat center?
I actually did nutritional microscopy for about 8 years. I was on the road all the time. Neken groups or different groups would have me in and do a nutritional seminar, and then for a few days they would schedule me with their clients and their downline and prospects. And after about 8 years, I just decided I really wanted to expand on that, plus I wanted to stay at home. So I decided to build a wellness retreat center. And in my center, I have all of the guest bedrooms are completely stocked with all of the Neken technology, so they are sleeping in a wellness home. They have the Neken sleep system, the air system, the shower, the Pimax shower system in their rooms. I have the, on each floor, I have the aquapour. Of course, in the main kitchen, I have the under-counter unit. But I supply all these things for them. In addition to that, I have a couple massage therapists. I have a gentleman that does Reiki and reflexology. I have a far infrared sauna, a tub that I keep clean with natural enzymes. So just lots of different health and wellness things are here. And it's just it is a great way, if just put in a little plug for my business, if you have a great prospect out there and you wanted to sleep a couple nights in a wellness home to see the difference that makes it. I would love to take care of them for you. I'll send them back to you first.
And for those of you who don't know, this is in Frankfort, in Indiana, or a suburb of Indianapolis, otherwise known as the Brickyard. Well, you've got me convinced, because now I know next time that I'm up there, my wife and I are up there, I know where we're staying this time. Kim, what led did your, and I never asked what your husband's occupation was, what led you in that direction to, you know, and you're doing this in your home?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which some people say, oh my goodness, that's craziness. I mean, it's foolish enough to have your own business, but then to bring it into your home. But obviously you guys are running with it and you're enjoying it.
Yes, we do. We love it. I tell you, actually, it was my husband that helped. I had this dream, but he's the one that really said, you got to go for it. You have to do it. I was, when I'm on the road doing microscopy, I have hour appointments. And I would come home, and I just really had developed a heart, particularly for some reason, for people with cancer.
Okay.
And I would say, it just breaks my heart. I had this person with cancer this week, and in an hour, I'm only touching the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring them home with me and teach them how to cook right and how to live a healthy lifestyle, what all they need to do. And my husband one day finally just said, do it.
Oh.
Bring them into your home.
And your husband's occupation?
He is a farmer.
He's a farmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. And let me just, so we don't go down the train or the trail, because I know we'll lose people really quick if we start saying, well, yeah, you got to go the Atkins diet, or you got to go the vegan diet, or you got to do this. What would be the one thing that you would suggest, again, as a nutritional microscopist, that looking at people's live blood, that when it comes to what we put in our mouth as far as food, what's the one greatest thing that we could do to make a change really quickly to see major improving as far as results?
This is kind of sidestepping.
Oh, no, I know it's sidestepping, but the thing is, again, it's a passion of mine because people just don't know.
Right, and food is extremely important, and we talk a lot about that, but I really believe the water is the number one most important thing that people can do to change their health, the PiMag water.
Okay. And do you have a magic formula as far as the quantity every single day?
I do recommend that you drink a half an ounce per pound of body weight.
Okay, I knew you were going to go with the standard answer is on that, and I just don't know it because it's just it's an easy, you know, cure-all to do that. So if somebody... No, go ahead.
With the microscopy, the water will blow you away. You will see red blood cells all stuck together. We call it blood sludge. It's just all stuck in these long chains, and you give them a glass of PiMag water, you can instantly take another sample. You don't even have to wait, and immediately those red blood cells are just flowing freely and just happy, glowing, just instantly, and that's almost every time I do that test.
You know, and I was explaining to somebody that the other day. They said, well, what if an energy test, what if a kinesiology test doesn't work? You know, you're trying to get them to see the difference of what the Meekin wellness solutions will do. And I said, well, a lot of people just don't drink enough. So ask them to take a couple sips of PiMag water. And I love the way you just said it, because it's that quick. Our bodies respond, I mean... And we could go over all the percentages of how much of your brain is water, how much of your blood is water, how much your muscles are water, on and on and on, but we won't. You talked about the importance of the water. When it comes to food, what would be, and again, if we went to go hardcore here, and we'll probably lose a few folks on this, because I think I know what your answer is going to be, but what would be the greatest thing that people could just eliminate out of their daily intake to see a drastic improvement in their body's ability just to function, just to heal itself, and that sort of thing?
I believe the biggest thing people can leave out is pop.
Ah.
Was that what you thought I was going to say?
Nope. But I would go there, and I stood at our community Grange the other day, and they had cases and cases of pop, and it said, you know, limit 4 bottles per family. And I told the director of the program, I said, I just can't believe you're limiting people just to 4 bottles of poison per family. I really thought you guys should make them take a case, because if they're going to kill themselves this way, and they all stood there looking at me like, oh, here he goes again. And I it was mostly ladies in front of me, and I said, hey, I learned from one of our good friends back in Fremont, Ohio, and she said she read an article in a ladies' magazine several years ago that by drinking one pop a day as a female, this is a 12-ounce can of soda, one pop a day, at the end of a year, your bone density will be reduced by 10%.
Wow.
And if you, and that's just one. So if you're drinking two or half a dozen, you can only imagine it's going to increase. I don't think it's going to increase 10% for each one you're drinking. But I think the point is made clear.
Yes.
So why do you say pop is the number one thing that you should eliminate?
It is so acidic. In your body's many cries for water. I forget the exact mm-hmm. amount, but it's like 48 glasses of water to neutralize the acidity of one pop.
Mm-hmm.
And when our body's pH is out of balance, we are susceptible to every disease on the planet.
Okay.
And I just think that's one of the most acidic things that we put in our mouths.
Okay. And I know from, again, referring back to the current issue of Living Well, great article in there about bottled water. And I included it last week with my email, a video called, a documentary called Tapped. And you can, for those of you who didn't get the email or whatever, you can go ahead and Google that. T-A-P-P-E-D, I think is the title. But from the sociological aspect of what the bottled water industry is doing to not only the country but our world as far as the environment and the damage that they're doing. But even in this article, talking about the downside of drinking water after it's been in a, you know, thing. So again, we go right back to the Pimag water. It doesn't have any of that stuff in it. And it's much better for you. Kim, any food, okay? We've done the liquid. You said we got to put water in. We got to avoid the pop. I'm going to ask one more time.
I just keep sidestepping, you
know. I know the answer because I just looking at your picture, most people who are plant-based or who are vegetarians or who are vegans, I have yet to meet somebody who is not, let's just say their body's not in the normal shape and size it should be, and they've got that vitality of life. They don't deal with a lot of extra sickness and whatnot. But is there any one food item out there that you think that Americans are just consuming at a rapid rate that we should just make it illegal, you know, take it out of the picture altogether?
There's a lot of foods that we have to take out.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean,
I think, and I don't, I have a feeling, I think I know what your direction you're going, but I still think that we should eat a big variety of foods.
Okay.
I try to encourage people to eat more foods and more raw foods.
Mm, okay.
We cook our food and destroy a lot of the nutrients, destroy the enzymes, and so I really encourage people to try to eat a more raw diet.
Okay.
Or at least just lightly steamed, cooked. Still, as far as taking a food completely away, I'm going to say potato chips. How's that?
You and my mom would get along real well. As a kid, it was always, Mommy, I'm hungry. I want a snack. And my two brothers and I are tainted. Have many, many, many appointments with a counselor that we probably should do, but we'll never do. But it was always, have a piece of fruit. I want some chips. What costs more, a pound of potato chips or a pound of apples? You're thinking, I don't care. I'm not buying this. You know, you're the parent, you know. Anyways, but her age-old rule of thumb was always, you know, what costs more? You say eating healthy costs more? No, I beg to differ.
Mm-hmm.
A pound of apples will do more for your body versus a pound of potato chips. Kim, I have to ask the question, getting back to the concept of auto ship. For those of us who are not nutritional microscopists and we don't have that, when we're encouraging people to get on Nikan's Nutrition, whether it's the Jade, the Immunity, the Siaga, the Progesterol, what would you say if we're not going through and having a bone density scan or having our blood looked at under a live test, just feeling a difference or noticing something in your body's energy, what's the turnaround time that you think someone could adequately feel the difference?
And that's totally a lot of variables in that.
Okay.
Where is your health at now? I think the farther down you are the ladder, the quicker you'll actually notice something.
Okay.
I sometimes healthier people, I'm always having companies prospect me and I'll go ahead and take their product and then they're excited. What'd you feel? Well, I didn't feel anything. If you already feel really good, you know, how much better are you going to, how much difference are you going to be able to see?
So that biblical analogy for much as the biggest sinner, you know, realizes the biggest aspect of grace.
Right.
And forgiveness, you know, for much is given, much is required. Okay.
Yeah, so some people I will see, I'll call them within a week after their appointment, and they'll say, wow, I'm feeling so much better already.
Mm.
So sometimes it's as short as a week.
Oh, wow.
People can see an improvement. But I say give any supplement 2 months before you make a judgment.
2 months, so 60 days is what you're...
Yeah, I try to encourage people, go on a 60-day program here, and then we'll see how you feel, and hopefully look at your blood again, see how it looks. And...
Okay. Okay, so 2 months, which is...
Yes.
For an individual, if they, you know, bought a box, a case of the Siaga, the Bergistrol, you need to get 3 bottles to really, you know, using the formula of the 2 first months, you need to start with 2 bottles, 2 shots a day. But the jades, the jar of jades would last somebody 2 months if they're taking it, well, if they're mainlining it like I do underneath the tongue, half a teaspoon, a couple times a day, definitely lasting 2 months. So they really could see this. And we're not talking about an arm and a leg, you know, financial commitment here. Or, you know, and that's the point that we've heard it before, and we all know this, that to develop a nice baseline, not only volume, but also income, a Nikan, you know, a source of income, is very easy to do with the concept of autoship. And we had a gal at our wellness preview this week, you know, say, what's the difference between Nikan? I went to, you know, such and such meeting last night, and what's the difference? Why is Nikan... And I thought, oh boy, here we go again. Unfortunately, I didn't have to answer it because everybody else, I could see them get, you know, just visibly frustrated that she, I would ask the question. But she didn't know, you know, so I can't blame her. Kim, do you still, because I talked to with a gentleman yesterday who is going to be calling you, who's listening on the line right now as he's driving to the University of South Carolina, or South Carolina University football game, on his Harley. Has his cell phone crammed up in his helmet. So good morning, Mater. But he wants to know, do you still travel, and are you open that if there was a group of, you know, 50 or 75 wellness consultants that came together and had a bunch of people said, we want to do a day-long, you know, testing, are you open to doing that?
Yes, I will be happy to talk with him and
negotiate your rates, right. And you know that you have to stay in the Hyatt Regency and that you want three square meals a
good.
Day.
And,
yeah. Okay.
I can live with that.
And you want prime rib with a side of potato chips, right?
Yes, and a Coke.
And Coke. If not Diet Coke. See, I would think you'd go with the Diet.
Yes, Diet Coke. Let's make it the very best.
Oh, just tragic, absolutely tragic. Kim, not knowing where Nikan's going to go next week with the convention as far as new solutions that will be introduced, we do know that the water is going to be greatly...
I can't wait.
Yeah, you can't wait, but how in love with you are the is the finished product, or are you in love with the finished product that's coming out of the bottle as far as the alkalinity? Because you talked about pop, but let's make the direct correlation that any beverage that is not pH balanced or is not leaning more towards the alkaline is going to increase the body's acidity.
Right.
So with this new water bottle, you had to be jumping for joy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Very excited.
And does that show up even faster on the slide, on the screen?
With the new water bottle?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I honestly haven't...
Oh, wow.
Terrible. I haven't done testing. I don't know how it could do any quicker because, it's just instant.
Okay.
With the PiMag water, so... it's hard. I really need to do some testing, though, to check that out.
We did Reed Nelson and I, for kicks, we did it when it first came out, and we were blown away, especially with bottled water. We were not prepared to see how acidic it was. I mean, it was just barely off of what 7-Up, which is a carbonated beverage. We were shocked to see that bottled water was so acidic, and we were specifically testing Aquafina. So if someone comes back and says, well, not all bottled water is acidic, well, the bottle we tested was.
Mm.
And that was Aquafina, which is made by, is it Pepsi or Coke? One of those. Can't remember
Pepsi.
Which one.
I think Pepsi.
Pepsi? Okay, I think. Yeah, I can't remember which one is the product. So, Cam, we're looking forward to the future. We know we're getting a new water system. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like. You already stated that it was a, kind of a plumb line, that that's your single one thing that you need to get into the body. What's your explanation to people who are just say, well, water's water? How do you come back to that one?
Well, I explained to them that it does make a big difference if the water, how bioavailable the water is, how quickly can it get into your system. Tap water has many molecule long chains, and that's difficult for our bodies to absorb them into the cells, so a lot of it just passes straight on. So I ask them, do you drink water and immediately run to the restroom, you know, within a half hour? A lot of people say yes, and I said, because that water is passing straight through you, it is not being absorbed into your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need a water that is of a quality that it can be absorbed into the cells to hydrate them and push the toxins out of them. And we can do that with an ionic water, a purified mineral alkaline water, and that's what we have here. And of course, again, I have the advantage of letting them see with their eyes what effect it has immediately.
So you bet, definitely not. The word of advantage comes to mind, but you just have you're privy to others, you know, technology that a common person would not be. I like the word bioavailable, or the word bioavailable, because basically that's how the body is processing that water, basically, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how it is absorbed and how long it actually gets in there and does what it's supposed to do. You mentioned something else and I just lost my train of thought. But when it comes to, we already established the fact of half an ounce per pound. So if somebody weighs 200 pounds, they should be drinking 100 ounces of water a day, which most people, that just freaks them out, because they may be lucky if they're drinking a glass or two a day, and, you know, the 12-ounce or 16-ounce glass, and so they just freak at that point. Is there a way for somebody who's a non-water drinker, what do you recommend, what do you suggest is to get them to kind of turn the tide, you know, squeezing lemon in it or what?
I have found that the majority of people don't like water because it tastes bad. So if you can get them to taste, and then I'll have them taste the Pimag water, and they'll say, well, that isn't too bad. Maybe I could drink more of that.
Okay.
And then I encourage them to just gradually try to build themselves up. You're only drinking one glass a day. Make a goal of drinking two glasses a day. When you've accomplished that for quite a while, let's build up to three glasses a day and gradually go. Then squeezing lemon in the water is great, lime. You can even get some natural, like raspberry flavoring at health food stores that you can flavor the water with.
Okay.
But if at all possible, getting them to drink the straight water, of course, with lemon in it or lime in it is great too. And if that'll help them to get more glasses down, go for it.
Okay. So basically you're saying small corrections.
Correct.
Just a little tweak here, a little tweak there. It gradually increases. So don't go hardcore and, you know, grab a 1 gallon glass jug and say, okay, I got to have this down by the end of the day, else, you know, Kim's going to reject me and not let me come back and get my blood tested again. That probably doesn't work so well,
yeah,
huh?
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Work at all.
Well, I know it's going to get not necessarily easier, but it's going to be even more fun with what we're going to be unveiled next week with an improved water system. What we've got is already fantastic, but as I've always said, like Nike, the shoe company, you know, one of their core philosophies, if it ain't broken, fix it anyways.
That's right.
And Meekin has made that very, very clear. And for those of you who have not heard, Dave Balzer, who is the head of Meekin's product development team, said, you know, when you have a system out there like the Aquapour that's so good and so easily copyable, and other companies are making cheap knockoffs, he said, we have to be a better steward of what we have, and we have to improve it. And he said, this is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anybody really, you know, freak out and panic about it. They're like, okay. You know,
well, I was panicking at first. Oh, no, this works really well.
Not like they're taking it away. They know it works really well. I'm like you, I'm just excited and thinking, okay, what's it going to be? So, anyways, well, Kim, you have covered a bunch of, kind of went all over the page, but really answered a lot of questions that I had, just to try and, if I could use the word, dumb it down for people who are not into nutrition at all and who can't quite understand. I would imagine that in every major city there's got to be several people like yourself that do nutritional microscopy. Did I pronounce that right?
Nutritional microscopy.
Microscopy. Okay, there's another C in there. Okay. So if we wanted to have it done, we could probably just, you know, Google somebody in our city and get it done. Or if we're near Indianapolis, we could, or I just closed the magazine, the suburb that you are in is Frankfort.
Yes.
Frankfort, Indiana. What's the best way that if people had more questions, or, and I know I should have asked you that prior to the call, is there a way they can email you? Or if they want to contact you to have you come to their city, if they're going to, you know, put together several dozen or 50 or so people, what's the best way they can get a hold of you?
They can either email me at kim@retreatinthecountry.com.
kim@retreatinthecountry, and that's all spelled out?
Yes.
Okay, retreatinthecountry.com.
Or they can call me at 765-258-3669.
765-258-3669. Okay. And please, gang that are listening on the call, don't bombard Kim in the next 5 minutes and, you know, with all the nutritional questions. You may want to space it out a little bit. Not that anybody would do that, but I got to just say it. Because you may get a few questions, but I really wanted to promote you as a nutritional microscopist because I think there's huge value to this. And if we, as wellness consultants, as we continue to share and educate other people, the more we can simply say, hey, would you be open? We were pleasantly surprised having a bone density specialist come to Portland and how it literally drew people out of the woodwork that we hadn't seen for months, actually some years we had not seen. And because they knew that we gotta make a change. And so, anyhow. Well, Kim, thank you so very much. For those of you who missed the intro, our guest has been Kim Dunn from Frankfort, Indiana, or Indianapolis, and talking about the benefits of the auto ship and the nutrition. And if you missed part of it, or if you said something too fast, you want to go catch the recording, or you want to refer a friend, the call has been recorded, and it's simply at www.saturdayamlive.com. Saturdayamlive.com is the website. And just scroll down a little bit, about three-quarters of the way down the page, and you'll see in big, bold, red letters, Kim Dunn, and it'll probably say nutritional say it again.
Microscopist.
And I really practiced last night. I moved my lips around with my fingers to get those that sound to come out, and I still couldn't get it right. But anyway, the recording is there, and it should be up by the end of the day. If not, in a couple hours. He's really, really good about getting those on there. So, Kim, I want to thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
No, this has been a pleasure, and I appreciate the fact that you can just roll with it and all of my interruptions and all of my wild questions and make it work and make it function. So we look forward to hearing you again, and maybe you can come back and talk to us more about the benefits of Nikan's new water system and all that stuff after you've had some time to play around with it and test it.
Great.
And we'll go from there. So thank you again, Kim. And we'll bid you farewell. And I've got a couple announcements with folks who want to stay on the line. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks so much again, Kim. Appreciate
thank
it
you.
Greatly.
Bye-bye.